The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently 12 degrees at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Duncan Elliott for Concordia News, and here are the headlines. Today marks Canada's first Truth and Reconciliation Day. A mayor candidate drops out of the race, and labor unions unite for health and work safety. Montrealers are encouraged to join a march today to commemorate victims of residential schools and to support the Every Child Matters movement. Our reporter Kendra Sharp is at Place du Canada, where the march will start this afternoon. Kendra, what's the plan for the march today?
Absolutely. So the march will start at 1 p.m. today, where I'm currently standing at Place du Canada. So that's right about the intersection of Peel and Honey-Levesque in downtown Montreal. Anyone who wants to join is welcome, and people are encouraged to wear orange shirts and bring their drums. Suggested arrival time is around 12:30, so you still have time to make it down here if you'd like to join. And at 1 p.m., it'll start and it'll end at Place du Canada.
So it's a day to think about our history and to think about a future plan. What can we do to reconcile? So I do expect a lot of people to join the march and to heal all together.
And how's it looking so far? Have people arrived?
So the event hasn't kicked off just yet, but there are signs that it will later today. It's actually quite a striking image. The trees at Place du Canada have been decorated with orange ribbons and the words Truth and Reconciliation. In this actual park, there used to be a statue of John A. Macdonald. This summer, it was toppled by a group of activists because of his implication in residential schools. So right now, instead, there's an empty space where the statue was and the words decolonize us in giant block letters beneath it. And this is exactly where the march will start later today. But I did speak with people around downtown. There was support for Truth and Reconciliation. There were people wearing orange shirts, but they weren't exactly sure if they'd be able to make it to the event. Here's what they had to say.
I will not be participating in the march because I will be working.
I do know that there's a walk going on. I have assignments, but I will do my best to participate.
So other than the march, what else is going on today?
You might have seen tobacco smoke rising from Ganawage this morning. This was in commemoration of those lost in residential schools. So that ceremony was followed by a birthday party that is happening right now. So it's a birthday-themed party to celebrate all the times that folks who were involved in residential schools weren't able to celebrate. McGill is also holding a series of talks this morning. They'll be ending soon, and students and staff from McGill will be leaving the campus around noon to walk here to Place du Canada to join the march that starts at 1.
Thanks, Kendra. That was Kendra Sharp reporting live from Place du Canada in downtown Montreal. September 30th marks Canada's first National Truth and Reconciliation Day. However, the Quebec government has refused to make today a statutory holiday. Here is Sawa El-Daba with more.
Today, many Indigenous and non-Indigenous people are taking this day to reflect on Canada's colonial violence towards Indigenous people. The discovery of graves of hundreds of children at multiple residential schools over the past few months prompted the Canadian government to create this holiday. However, the Quebec government refuses to make this day a statutory holiday. Martin Ouellet, Parti Québécois spokesperson of Indigenous Affairs, took today as an occasion to... We respond positively to the request of First Nations to hold a large evaluation in the form of a special commission. Helen Montour, who first started Orange Shirt Day on this day in 2013, says that regardless of any recognition from the Quebec government, September 30 will always be a holiday for Indigenous people.
Even if Quebec doesn't consider it a holiday, it is to us and it always will be. And it's a holiday here in Ganawage.
I'm Sarah El-Daba for Concordia News.
Some Aboriginal groups have complained that it's hard to move forward when Quebec doesn't even recognize systemic discrimination. So what is next for reconciliation efforts in the province? As Lola Calder tells us, there's a lot of different opinions on what could and should happen.
In a huge leap towards the recognition of the First Nations of Canada, Martin Ouellet, a member of the Assemblée Nationale, proposed a special motion this morning on behalf of the Parti Québécois, which will serve to eradicate la loi sur les Indiens and create cultural security for all.
On va déposer une motion qui va aller dans ce sens-là.
We are going to deposit a motion today that demonstrates that the Assemblée nationale recognizes the disuse of the loi sur les Indiens and that recognizes the colonial nature of this law that aims to create an open conversation as equals. The motion will take place in the form of an autumnal meeting this year and will also take an in-depth look at an ideological war which is enabling the assimilation of the First Nations, suggests Paul Saint-Pierre Plamondon, chef du Parti québécois.
Donnons-nous un cadre constructif, puis trouvons des voies de passage.
Give us a forum that is constructive and find voices that will lead us on a path during this ideological war and force us to act rather than say.
D'agir.
The special motion and forum will discuss cultural security alongside plans for the reforming of Quebec's institutional structure in order to create a working system that provides equal access for all in health, education, and working environments. I'm Lola Calder in NDG for Concordia News.
Réellement, pour Montréal candidate Marc-Antoine Desjardins has dropped out of the race for Montreal's mayor and has joined up with Mouvement Montréal leader Balarama Holness. This merger now brings Mouvement Montréal's total number of candidates to 60, making them a more serious opposition to Valérie Plante and Denis Coderre in November's election. The movement to end homelessness in Montreal's organization is announcing the results of a five-year-long initiative today. Reporter Shruti Mata is live with us in studio. So, Shruti, what were the initial goals of the 2000 Solutions Initiative when they were launched in 2015?
So the 2000 Solutions Initiative was designed to be executed for a course of 5 years. Their initiative revolves around ending chronic and cyclical homelessness in Montreal. This is just part one of their three-part approach. This includes helping the selected 2,000 men and women settle in communities of their choice, providing work opportunities, social activities, and also stabilized housing facilities.
Were they able to achieve the set goals in these 5 years?
The pandemic has posed a setback to their program, so they have managed to come close to the goal of 2,000, but they haven't reached it. So they have extended the initiative to the to another year, to 2022, and hopefully meet the goal of restoring the lives of the homeless. Michelle Chapaz, the executive director of the movement, seems pretty optimistic.
We haven't hit our goal, but I'm very proud to say that our partners, our community partners, housed 1,829 people.
How supportive is the government to the movement?
The whole movement is actually a collective effort of the Quebec community organizations, the City of Montreal, the Government of Quebec, Canada, and even Montreal's business people. That is a big achievement in itself. But the movement is not done yet. They want this collective partnership going on to a point that there wouldn't be anyone coming into the shelters. And that shows in the results they have achieved so far.
For the people that have been housed, for whom we have data on maintenance, maintaining their apartments, what we see is that 75% of people stay in housing. So for us, that's a huge success rate.
Thank you, Shruti. A man in his 20s is in hospital after an early morning shooting in Côte des Neiges. The shootout occurred on Avenue Dupuis near Victoria Street. A firearm was found on location and two suspects have been taken into custody for further questioning. A minor was killed in a hit and run last night in the city of Saint-Lin-Laurentide, north of Montreal. A Sûreté Québec spokesperson announced that the vehicles struck the minor and continued driving along Highway 335. The Sûreté are still looking for the driver as reconstruction investigators continue to examine the scene. Families of young children are feeling the effects of Quebec's staffing shortage in pediatric hospitals. Our reporter, Melina Levesque, looked into just what this means. Melina, how is Quebec's nursing shortage impacting the situation in pediatric hospitals specifically?
Duncan, pediatric hospitals seem to be overflowing right now. With more and more patients coming in and little staff to tend to them, this is creating a nightmare for many families. The lack of medical personnel in pediatric hospitals is a part of Quebec's larger nursing shortage that the province is facing right now.
The health care organization has to review the way they organize because it's in the emergency sector. They have to make sure that they respond to the patients in order to give the service that they need.
As you heard, I spoke with co-founder of the Quebec Nurses Association, Sylvain Brousseau. He said that the key is prioritization and essentially reorganizing and reviewing the healthcare sector. Thank you, Duncan.
A group of labor unions are coming together to denounce a new bill reform project. They say this reform will lead to the weakening of workers' rights in the province. The group planned to demonstrate outside of the National Assembly at noon today. Our reporter, Ms. Wandale Pokana, spoke to Samuel Lesage from the CSD union, who says the bill will weaken the protection for all workers.
And we are here with the other principal major unions of Quebec to denounce this project. We believe this project will be a regression of our current law and our current rights, and will even lead to a weakening of the current protections provided to workers.
How specifically will this new bill reform disadvantage workers?
We fear that the participation of workers will be tossed aside, literally. So maybe even if it's written in the law, we'll lose a lot of power, a lot of way to participate with the employer to the prevention. In other words, the employers will gain a lot of power, a lot of liberty, a lot of freedom to act on the way he sees the best.
Is there any specific group of workers who would be particularly vulnerable to this reform?
Will have a major impact on women, on female workers, because, how can I say, the vast majority of workers in the public sectors are female workers, and they will definitely suffer from those, like, they will gain some protections, but those protections will be, well, in our analysis, rather theoretical.
How can ordinary participants contribute in your cause?
There's a demonstration today that is happening. It is organized by the major union of Quebec, but everybody can participate. And, well, I could say that the best way to defend our rights for a healthy and safety at the work is to get unionized. It is one of the best way, if not the best and only way currently available for people to defend their rights, and is to organize collectively in order to do so.
That was Ms. Wandale Pokana speaking with Samuel Lesage from the CSD union. In arts and entertainment today, the Oceaga Music Festival will welcome an all-Canadian lineup this weekend. Britney Spears' father loses his hold over his daughter's financials, and Serena Ryder, six-time Juno winner, is to be honored at the Walk of Fame Awards. Denis Shmulevich is in the studio to tell us more.
You don't know me. That was our one and only Montreal native, Charlotte Cardin, who'll be headlining the 2021 Oceaga Festival starting this Friday. The event will be limited to 7,500 attendees per day, down from the usual 40,000, but up from zero last year when the event was cancelled. The lineup will be all Canadian and include Toronto R&B artist Jesse Reyes on Saturday and Montreal alt pop band Half Moon Run on Sunday. The silver lining is that only one set will be playing at a time, allowing festival goers to see all 30 events attending, all the attending artists. The next weekend after that will be host to the third edition of the Afro Festival at Parc François Legault. This festival will include an African drums performance along with Afro-Caribbean art and food. A perfect opportunity to dance and keep yourself warm as fall dawns upon us.
Baby, can't you see I'm calling a guy like you?
Britney Spears is finally free from her father's financial stranglehold. Yesterday, a judge in Los Angeles suspended the conservatorship of James Parnell Spears that had lasted 13 years. The judge called the situation not tenable and that it reflected a toxic environment. An accountant will temporarily replace the father, but no decisions have yet been made on whether Britney Spears will be completely freed from a conservatorship.
I am thankful to every single group and person who's entrusted me to share their trials, their celebrations, their journeys.
In more local news, Ben Mulroney, co-host of CTV's Your Morning, will be stepping down tomorrow after a 20-year-long career with the broadcaster. He's hoping to start work behind the camera as a producer and will be partnering with Bell Media. In the Canadian music world, Serena Ryder, six-time recipient of the Juno Award, will be receiving the Walk of Fame Alan Slate Music Honor to recognize her career and influence both locally and internationally. The award will be presented at the Toronto Beanfield Centre on December 4th and will acknowledge Ryder's advocacy for mental wellness. She has made her own depression the subject of her last album, The Art of Falling Apart.
You can chase the darkness with a bright, bright light, 'cause the sunshine burns you up.
Ryder has used her own vulnerability to inspire and touch artists and fans all over the world.
That was Denise Shmulevich with Arts and Entertainment.
Never get lonely.
A man in Turkey was caught searching for himself. After going out for drinks with his friends, he wandered into the woods. A search party was assembled after he didn't return. Noticing the large group, he joined in the search. Finally, after hours of searching, he heard officials calling out his name, to which he simply replied, "I am here." Today in sports, a crucial win for Toronto Blue Jays. In soccer, Barcelona lost to Benfica and got destroyed for FC Montreal to the New England Revolution. Here are more details with Marie-Catherine Goudreau.
And here are the Revs. Gustavo Bo frees himself, shoots, and gets his 13th goal of the year. His New first England since the middle of August. The Revs have four on the road.
Yesterday at the
put it to bed.
After only the first period, Revolution had an advance of 3 goals against FC Montreal. Joachim Torres made the single goal of the match for FC.
Jean-Mario! Was he pushed? It's in now anyway! Rafa Silva scored for Benfica!
Barcelona was humiliated again yesterday at the second match of the Champions League group stage after a 3-0 defeat to Benfica. The 2 goals of the Catalan club in the second period
Barcelona by 2
goals. It was the second straight loss by a 3-goal margin for Ronald Koeman's side.
It's out of here! It's gone! Bo Bichette with his second homer of the night! And the Blue Jays are back on top!
23 years old, first full season in the major leagues, let's not forget, and what a moment for Bo Bichette.
Blue Jays with a 6-5 lead.
Hit on the ground, diving stop, and short by Urshela. Throws from the ground, in time for the out, what a play. Sit on his backside and get up. He threw the ball.
251 home runs. Also, the Gatineau Olympics held yesterday an official banner-raising ceremony to honor Guy Lafleur. In tennis, Bianca Andreescu lost in the second round at the Chicago Fall Tennis Classic. And finally, no foreign spectators will be allowed at the 2022 Winter Olympic Games, and all athletes will have to be fully vaccinated.
Thank you, Marie-Catherine. If you want to head outdoors, today and tomorrow are the days to do it, with temperatures staying around seasonal. This will quickly turn around with rain in the forecast over the weekend and into the next week. That's your news to 11:30. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Duncan Elliott.